Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, where do we go from here? That is the question for you Clemson fans out there in the upstate of South Carolina today on this Monday, the 15th day of September. So good to be with you. Welcome into Wire to Wire. He's Diesel. I'm Cole Bryson. Where do you go from here? That's the question that we ask you Clemson fans to start the show today after what happened over the weekend. Georgia Tech, a 55-yard field goal as time expires to stun the 12th-ranked, then 12th-ranked Clemson Tigers, 24-21. I want to hear from you Clemson fans right now, 844-326-3663. You can also drop a comment on the stream, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. I know you Clemson fans are probably upset, so you might be in hiding a little bit, but no. Let's come out of your shell today. Let's have some hard, honest conversations. We want to hear from you. Diesel, do you think the Clemson Tiger faithful out there that are listening will answer the call in this very first segment?
I think they're going to stick their heads in the sand and hope that things get better because Dabo told them that they're just one or two plays away from being 3-0, and there's some solace in believing that. I mean, you're still 1-2, and you fell outside the top 25. But, man, you're so close. Doesn't it feel like you're still a really good football team? This team sucks. This team sucks. The defense, pretty good. Pretty good. Through three games, Tom Allen's defense, pretty good. I know they gave up a lot of points to Haynes King, but Haynes is a 12th-year senior. He ought to be able to pick a defense apart by this point.
Yeah, I thought it was year 13. I didn't realize it was
only 12.
So a lot of comments already popping in on the stream. Again, you can watch the show live on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. We'll get to those comments. Good stuff coming in from T-Swizzle, a funny one already from Madcraft, JB in the stream as well, 54 of you Tolos, which stands for Turn On, Leave On, already watching the show, and the Hub City Spartan Burgers text line is cranking up as well. Let's get it going. Let's start off strong on this Overreaction Monday, 844-326-3663. If you need Clemson fans, if you need a vent, if you need to let it all out, Tyler from Spartanburg, you can do so. Again, 844-326-3663. Diesel, a loaded show coming up today. Unprecedented weekend. We'll get to that in the very next segment. Not a great weekend for the state. We have Daily Wires coming up. How we did or did not do in the upset pick challenge at 4 o'clock. Grayson Mann, TigerNet.com, 422. Coaches already fired. We'll get to that at 445. Overreaction Monday. Ian Unsworth of the Spartanburgers joining us at 522. An audio blitz, a loaded Overreaction Monday. Good to see Stephen Webb in the chat as well already. But that's the question. You said they suck. Where do they, Diesel, I'll give you the floor first. Where do they, where do Clemson fans, where does the program now go from here?
I mean, it's hard to not say at some point, should you think about maybe trying Christopher Vezina at quarterback? I know that that's cliche. And I know that the most popular guy on campus when you're not winning is the backup quarterback. Everybody's heard that for years. But Cade's awful. Cade is terrible, especially when he's getting rushed. I mean, God, we're gonna talk about it a little bit later on with Grayson Mann, and I'm going to ask him a very pointed question. Like, did Georgia Tech not just give everyone in the ACC a blueprint for how to beat Clemson? Rush, 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 attack, attack, because Cade Klubnik went 3 of 9 with an interception when he was rushed in that game on Saturday.
So many comments already coming in. Diesel, we'll get to those. I'm with you. I agree. I think it's time to at least start maybe having that conversation. Here's where I'll go first.
Split the reps in practice. See what happens.
Maybe. Let's start today. Let's see what we got, right? So here's where I go first. I have obviously a ton of thoughts on what happened over the weekend. But here's where I go first, right off the bat today. I said for years, Diesel, that the likes of Deshaun Watson – and Trevor Lawrence, the best attributes about those two quarterbacks, guess what, weren't seen on the stat sheet. What do I mean by that? I said for years and years, Diesel, that the Deshaun Watsons, the Trevor Lawrences, the elite quarterbacks of the world were really good, really, really good at hiding deficiencies within a program, right? They're so elite, they can hide deficiencies. And they did. Deshaun did it. Trevor Lawrence did it. Was Clemson perfect during those runs of quarterbacks? No. But when you have an elite quarterback, those elite quarterbacks can hide a lot of deficiencies. Here's where I go first. Cade Klubnik can't hide a single deficiency. And that's your number one problem. He's not an elite quarterback. He's not a great quarterback. And Diesel, it seems as if we're now having the conversation that in order for Cade to be great, everything else around Cade has to be great. And this Clemson offense, they're not great.
Yeah, he needs to be bailed out by an elite offensive line. He has one on paper, but they're not playing like it. He needs to be bailed out by elite wide receivers. He has some, but half of them are hurt. He needs to be bailed out by an elite running back. Clemson doesn't even have one of those.
No.
I mean, there's glaring problems on this offensive side of the ball for these Tigers. I mean, the defense needs to be playing so lights out that nobody scores more than a touchdown on them. That's the only way they're going to win games.
I just spilled my water. I took a sip and spilled water as soon as you said that. They can't allow more than a touchdown. Is that where we are?
I mean, isn't that kind of outside of the fourth quarter? Isn't that kind of how teams beat the Carolina Panthers? Hold them to a touchdown and you can win the game? It's really not that hard.
That was funny. That was God. Yeah, can't score more than a touchdown for Clemson to win in 2025. That's where we are, I guess, as a program. So Clemson fans, want to hear from you. That's where I go first. Diesel, I'm with you. I think you're right in the aspect of what's around them. What's around them's not the best right now. And T. Swizzle, we'll get to your comments on the stream as well. We know you're a big Clemson fan. Want to see what or how you react on the stream. The comments are pouring in on the stream right now. And I mean pouring in. 69 Tolos now watching on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. So here's where we are, Diesel, thus far in 2025. Cade Klubnik is 52 of 88. A completion percentage of 59.1, which, by the way, is his lowest in his career at Clemson, okay? 633 yards, 3 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, and he's been sacked 3 times. He has a quarterback rating of 123.9. Those numbers aren't great. Now, I'm going to throw one more at you, and I want to see how you react to this, as well as the Clemson fans out there. Diesel, Clemson starting quarterbacks versus Power 5 opposition, okay? You ready for this? This one, I think you'll like this one. Clemson starting quarterbacks against P5 opposition. And I'm going to throw this graphic up on the stream as well in just a second. Trevor Lawrence was 31-2. Deshaun Watson was 28-3. Kelly Bryant was 12-2. A winning percentage of .857. So Lawrence had .939. Deshaun Watson had a winning percentage of .903. Kelly Bryant, .857. Taj Boyd, .788. DJ Uiagalelei, .750. Cade Klubnik, 15-11.
Oof.
At .577.
Oof.
That is
DJU was a better quarterback than Cade Klubnik, winning percentage-wise.
And for those watching on the stream, I know I just ran through those numbers really quick. They're now on the screen. You can now see them on the stream. That way the numbers can hit home for you a little more. You know, we were a couple of weeks ago, Diesel, after they lost to LSU, we were really bullish on Cade versus the SEC. But I think what we're seeing now is those are starting to become more the norm, right? Not just against SEC teams, but more of the norm against P5 opposition. That's not good.
Yeah, and I mean, you probably have spent a little more time around this program than I have studying the depth chart, because I know you go to more spring games than I do. And I certainly want to ask Grayson Mann this question coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. Can Christopher Vezina be a dog?
Mm.
Can he be something more akin to Deshaun, to Kelly, to Taj? Because that's an upgrade from Cade. You know, we were having the same conversation 2 years ago about Will Shipley as a running back.
Sure.
And we were saying, man, Clemson doesn't have a running back. Yeah, Phil Maffa's good. He's not getting the majority of the snaps, but they keep cramming the ball down defensive throats with Will Shipley. And Clemson fans called in and said, man, Diesel, you're crazy. You're crazy. You're not showing Will Shipley any respect. I said, do you really think that 10 years from now, as you're tailgating outside of a Clemson game, y'all are going to be recalling the greatness of Will Shipley? No. His name's not going to be mentioned. I know Will's looking pretty good in the NFL, honestly, a lot better than he did at Clemson. But he was one of those guys, do you really think 10 years from now you're going to be talking about him? No. Because Clemson has had some really great running backs in the past. And Cade Klubnik is very quickly becoming the same guy. He's becoming Woody Dantzler, a guy that was decent, but in the future you're not going to talk about him anymore.
You know what's interesting? Watching that game on Saturday, it just like, I've already had several Clemson fans, and again, we're going to get to the comments because there's a lot of good comments and text messages in just a second. But I had so many Clemson fans over the past couple of days reach out to me, Diesel, and so many friends of mine that have said, like the 24-21 loss to Georgia Tech, while it was devastating, they weren't surprised. You don't see what you saw against LSU.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You don't see what you saw against Troy and then all of a sudden become surprised that you can't beat Georgia Tech. Do you give Georgia Tech credit? Sure you do. But at the same time, you've seen for 2 weeks now that this team isn't anywhere where it needs to be. The offensive line was once again bad. I didn't think the running back was horrible Saturday, Adam Randall. Didn't think he was great. Didn't think he was horrible. I don't know if that's Clemson's biggest issue right now. The defense at times was, again, out of position, just like they were against Troy when Dabo Swinney talked about it last Tuesday, Diesel. But ultimately, it comes down to two people. It comes down to Garrett Riley and Cade Klubnik. I mean, those two together, like, we're just not seeing progression. We're not seeing them get better. We're not seeing these guys all of a sudden. I mean, third season, right? Klubnik was 15 of 26, 207 yards, one touchdown, one interception, and a QBR of 56.2. Again, Adam Randall was pretty good. One touchdown, 80 yards off of 15 carries. But Bryant Wesco was the only thing that Clemson actually could look at offensively and be happy about. That was it. I mean, I know you're down a couple of guys. Khalil Barnes on defense, obviously that matters. But Bryant Wesco Jr., you still got him. You still got T.J. Moore. You still got Tyler Brown. This offense just, Diesel, from my perspective, they don't look like they're getting better week by week. And I think that's a huge problem.
Yeah, to me, it all goes back to Dabo being fiercely loyal to somebody that he's put his arm around, literally and figuratively, and said, you're my guy. It's kind of not dissimilar from Jerry Jones, where he put his arm around Tony Romo, even as his career started to slide. And he put his arm around Dak in years where Dak Prescott wasn't phenomenal. Right? Dabo has put his arm around Cade Klubnik and said, Cade is my guy. For better or worse, Cade is my guy. And I am not going to replace him for anyone. And I would assume that Christopher Vezina is clearly not as good as Cade Klubnik is. And God, how scary is that when Christopher Vezina is your heir apparent next year? Maybe Trent Pierman jumps him as he's going to be a redshirt senior next year. But that's terrifying, right? If it's not that Dabo is so arrogant that he said, this is my guy and I'm sticking to him no matter what. If it's that you really don't have a better option behind him.
And, you know, my biggest thing, Diesel, is I've seen a lot this morning already about Clemson not having Antonio Williams on Saturday. And does that matter? Of course it does. Antonio Williams is really, really good. But I've seen a lot of stuff on Twitter about, like, Cade Klubnik with Antonio Williams versus Cade Klubnik without Antonio Williams. And the numbers are staggering. Like, you're talking 47 touchdowns to 12 touchdowns with him and then without him. Now, the reality is Antonio Williams a difference maker? Sure. Is he a big piece of this Clemson offense? Sure. But what does it tell you about your quarterback if he's so reliant on one guy in Antonio Williams that when he doesn't have Antonio Williams to throw to, you're talking about a 12-touchdown, 8-interception kind of quarterback with Cade Klubnik? It scares me if I'm a Clemson fan. But, again, it doesn't scare me any more than I already know, because reality at this point is reality. And I said this on Twitter this weekend, Diesel. So much hype before the season started, so much preseason hype. We talked to every single person that could be talked to at ACC kickoff. Me and you did. Will Vandervoort, Grayson Mann, who we'll have on the show in about an hour from now. There was so much hype. The receiving core, the defense, the offensive line, Cade, third year with Garrett. They have fallen on their face. And it goes back to what I said on Twitter this weekend, and it goes back to what I said on this show several times. You and I have talked about it many times, Diesel. Clemson fans in the upstate, I don't care if there's one listening today or 1,000, you have a choice who to listen to. I get that you want to be so engaged and so hyped up and filled with sunshine every single day and told how great this team is, but at the end of the day, you as a Clemson fan, and I think a lot of Clemson fans are waking up, I've seen on Twitter this weekend, you've got to quit buying into hype from other Clemson fans who may be also media members. I don't mean that disrespectfully. I don't. But when you have a large contingent of Clemson media who are also Clemson fans, you have to understand and realize that they're the same person as you. They're just given a platform and a microphone. You've got to understand who you're listening to every preseason. And now, on the 15th day of September, realize that this team, to your point, just isn't real good.
You know, there are certainly those media members that will take it too far and that will nitpick over things, even when you're winning football games. We'll play the audio a little bit later on in the show of that reporter that went after Brian Kelly for what's going on third downs. And Brian came back at him really hard. But it feels to me, and that's going too far. Like, you won the game. Appreciate the fact that you won the game. Or if you want to ask that kind of question, do it on the Tuesday, Wednesday press conference. Sure. Don't do it immediately after an emotional, hard-fought game. But it feels like Clemson's reporters, they'll just ask Dabo a question and just sit there with their heads and with their chins in their hands, like, oh my God, Dabo, stars and hearts in their eyes. Tell me how great this unit is going to be. Tell me everything about how we're going to win 35 games this year and Cade's going to get the Heisman and everybody's going to stack up all these awards. Just tell me how great we're going to be. No, you got to be willing to ask the difficult and the hard questions as to why things aren't going right.
Yeah.
And then when Dabo says, oh, well, we're just two or three plays away from being 3-0, you say, Dabo, no offense, but that answer is bunk. It doesn't mean anything. You're 1-2. You're getting beat by teams that you used to beat by 40. You shouldn't be losing to those teams by 3 in late second field goals. You used to beat that team by 30.
Before we run to a break, Diesel, you get the text line. I'll get the stream. A lot of comments will start on the stream where T-Swizzle, before the show even started today, I mean, he was already on it. T-Swizzle says, Dabo's a joke. No one cares about how many 10-win seasons we have and how many people graduated. This is now, and he won't even acknowledge the problem. SMH, ain't all sunshine and rainbows, Dabo. Again, this is from a Clemson fan. He says this one falls on coaching. Absolutely no player development. Just because they played for Dabo doesn't mean they know how to develop 4 and 5 stars. That's from T. Swizzle on the YouTube stream. Madcraft says, where do you go now? Wherever Cade isn't. Pretty funny. JB says, looks like Carolina Clemson game in November will be for a bowl bid. Steven Webb says, I'm here as a Clemson fan, and I'm still waiting on Cade to look off of a receiver after year two. Dewey says it's the beginning of the end for Dabo. JB says Clemson might as well try the backup quarterback. Let's see, going down the stream, Zach on YouTube says, is it time to bench Cade and give CV a shot? T. Swizzle says, might as well put Vazina in, get him some reps, and do something before next year. Buckeye Mike says, it just seems like the Ohio State Buckeyes have broken Clemson after the COVID year. Let me make sure I hadn't missed any as we before we get to the text line. T. Swizzle says Klubnik never even looks towards Moore's way. Talking about T.J. Moore, could be 1-3. How can a coach say that? Dewey says the reporters are scared of Dabo. So a lot of interaction that I didn't even get to on the stream as well. What about the text line, Diesel? I know they're pouring in there.
Yeah, texter says, can guarantee you that won't be the way Clemson fans react. A lot of us are fed up with Dabo's BS every week. Another texter says, keep sucking, Clemson. Let's go, Knowles. Texter says, hey, fun fact for you. The last time both Clemson and South Carolina football teams lost in the same weekend was November 14th, 2020. On that date, Clemson lost to Notre Dame and South Carolina lost to Texas A&M. Texter says, Clemson's biggest issue is the head ball coach not acting like he did when he was first named full-time coach, hungry and driven. Dabo has hired too many yes men, and that has caused the Tigers to fade away from relevancy. That comes from RJ. I mean, it felt like Dabo started to address that, but it was a half measure, right? He didn't go as far as he could have, and you know, but it's also not very often that you completely clean house and start fresh with an entirely new staff when you're an entrenched head coach. Texter says, the story goes that once upon a time, Chad Morris told Dabo to get out of the meetings involving the offense and let him, Chad Morris, handle things. Something like that needs to happen again. That comes from RJ. Texter asks, where is Tyler from Spartanburg? Texter says, Williams-Bryce has stunk that bad from a Doty since the toilets were broken during the Kentucky game. Oh, he conflated Doty and duty. Let's see. Another texter says Clemson has to use the transfer portal now. It's an astute question or astute statement there. I mean, at the very least, why are you not recruiting some running back that's exiting an SEC program? Come on. You can't tell me that you can't land a running back recruit out of the SEC?
You know, Diesel, I'll say this before we run off the break. There's been a ton of frustration that I've seen this weekend on Clemson Twitter. And I mean a ton of Clemson fans who are not normally the ones to be as outspoken as they are. People are going as far as to say they want a quarterback change, they want a coaching change. Obviously, Garrett Riley is under a lot of pressure. And for those three comments, I believe that Garrett Riley should be under a lot of pressure, Diesel.
And the problem is, Cole, if Clemson gets a win this weekend, Tiger fans will put their heads right back in that sand and say, everything's okay. See, the ship is righted. Everything's good. No, you need to maintain that level of criticism until you get back to the way you want to win.
I'm with you. It's bad, man. It's really, really bad. And I'm not going to go as far to say, obviously, that Dabo's job status is in question. I'm not going to go there on this Monday, but I will say if I'm a Clemson fan, I do want change at the offensive coordinator position, or I at least want an explanation as to why you're seeing the same offense every week, Diesel.
Well, Dabo at least needs to feel like his job could be at risk. He's so entrenched. He is so comfortable. His seat is so ice cold. Yeah. He knows they're not going to make a move on him, so he doesn't have to change.
A friend of mine told me that 2 hours ago. A friend of mine that's a Clemson fan, he said, Cole, Dabo's done so much for the – and, like, I get it. He's done so much. He's won two national – a million ACC championships. But, like, what people don't understand, Diesel, is this is a different sport than Dabo won those championships.
Do you want to win more championships, or do you want to be thinking back about what it was like when you used to win championships?
Yeah,
that's the question.
Man.
When we come back, Clemson, you're not alone. You're not the only one going to catch bullets on this show. There are other programs in the state of South Carolina and the Carolinas as a whole that were awful this weekend. We're going to go after them, too.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.